Good evening, Audio Boo. This is day something. I think I'm on
it's actually the 31st of August.
Well, yeah,
but
yeah, but I'm on day 20, 31st of July.
This is a mo. We're having a moment.
We are having a moment. A musical moment,
yes.
Darling. VR Podcasting, this is where this is going to be. And Claire Randall.
Hello.
And she's going to be at Claire Randall. Hello. All right, then. We are reviewing something that we think is very special.
We are, and it's the Bose Mini SoundLink Bluetooth speaker.
And we're saving it just for a little minute before we start playing it to you, because quite simply we think that you know when you read those reviews and they have like a little kind of a little summary of what the review is going to be, and basically we would say that it doesn't have all the whistles and bells in terms of sort of, you know, fast forward and skip queue review whatever from the speaker itself, and you can't do things like take a call from it, but if you want really really good hi-fi sound, as near to hi-fi sounds that you're currently going to get on a speaker of this size, then the Bose SoundLink Mini is for you. How would you describe this?
It's little. It's oblong shaped. It fits, and they do actually describe it on the packaging. They say it fits in the palm of your hand. It does, literally. It's sitting on my hand, and it's the length of my hand. It goes from where my wrist is to my middle finger.
So we're talking in centimetres or inches?
18 centimetres long.
Yeah.
It is 5.9 centimetres wide, and it is 5.1 centimetres high.
Wow. All right, so it's almost sort of a square in terms of it's an oblong,
it's an
oblong. But I mean it's almost as high as it's wide, in other words.
Yeah, it was what they might call a cuboid. Anyway,
I don't know.
Apparently,
I'm
that's the mathematical term for kind of a cubic rectangle.
Oblong. Okay.
And oh, it
right.
weighs 650 grams.
So 650 grams. So it's got a very. Gives you some confidence, doesn't it? I think the feel of it. You don't think
it's heavy.
Oh, it's too. Yeah, but you don't think, oh, it's too heavy. You
no.
actually think, oh, this is meaty.
Yeah.
And what do you... It's an aluminium, isn't it, that it's made out of?
Made
of
aluminium.
The casing.
And it's got like a rubber thing at the back, at the bottom.
It does.
It's on the, yeah.
Yeah, so that stops it from... Instead of having rubber feet that can come off and stuff, it actually has a rubber sort of pad that it sits on.
Yeah.
It also has rubber, which we found around the speaker grill.
Yeah, it's kind of
like
a sealant,
that,
yeah.
Which is really nice. It's a really well-made piece of kit.
And the buttons as well, made of rubber.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it's interesting. Because that to me looked like it might be the weak point, but I don't think they are. I just think it's... So it's like a rubber over the top of buttons.
Yeah.
It's like a rubber kind of film almost.
And it takes 2 hours to charge, and it holds about 7 hours of battery. So it says...
Wicked.
So I haven't played it because it just sits on the charger when we do.
It does, and to talking of sitting on the charger, I think you can either plug your connector, your mains adapter into the side of the speaker itself.
Yeah.
Or
it's got a little cradle.
Or it's got a little cradle. It's almost like a plinth that it sits on. The speaker sits on, and then you can plug plug your mains adapter into that, and then you can just take the speaker on and off as you wish. I mean, they say it's for personal use, don't they? They say really it's like more like a personal speaker. It's certainly not. I wouldn't say it's not Bose trying to make a budget speaker here. It's Bose trying to say, look, we can make a really cool sound with a small speaker, but you also have the choice of our bigger speakers. It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's £169.95, so it's not cheap.
But that sits with the Jambox Mini, doesn't it?
The Jambox Mini is £129.95.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can buy it for slightly cheaper and, you know, elsewhere, and depends on how you shop, but that's the general price. The Jambox also is 900 grams in weight, whereas this is 650. And I don't know what the dimensions of the Jambox are, because I couldn't find them online. But, so if you're making comparisons between the two, the Jambox Mini, I suppose, would be the other comparable one to this one.
But this, in terms of size, sits somewhere between the two, I would say.
In terms of size,
sits
somewhere between the big one and the little.
Mm.
I don't know, actually. It compares to the big one.
Mm. Nearer to the big one,
yeah.
Yeah. But to me, I have the jam box and the big jam box, and it feels smaller than it by some little way. So it's definitely, anyway,
It's smaller, but I mean in sound terms,
And
it
oddly, you
is, yeah.
think it's heavier because it's smaller, and so it's almost like
It's because it's
the weight and the
yeah,
volume
it's
are
just weight
confusing.
distribution, isn't it?
Yeah, what they've done, and we'll test this in a minute, is they've that the idea that is that they've pushed the bass out in front of the speakers as far and to the front of the speaker as far as possible, so you don't get much leakage of you don't get loads of bass pumping out over the whole speaker box, if you will. You really do get it punching out to the front and to the back, but I don't know how they've done it, to be honest. Bluetooth, it obviously connects. I think you can remember up to
Six.
six different devices. So that is that once you reconnect, it doesn't take very long to connect to
Yeah, when you
them
first
because the
connect your
first.
device, it takes about 30 seconds. Then even if you go back into pairing mode, if once you've connected it once, it remembers the last six devices that have connected to it, so it takes about 2 seconds to reconnect. Right, so I'm just gonna switch the unit off, and then I will show you how quickly it connects. Right, so I'm gonna switch it on now. And
There you
there it
go.
connects. Yeah, so it's about a second and a half.
And again, you're not getting so many sounds as the jam box, but then the big jam box was 200 and some,
£49.
249, was it? Okay. And so, it is a little bit more.
I will just add that I
Oh.
don't own all these devices. I have actually gone online
Yeah,
and
we've
looked
been
them up.
online, haven't we? Okay, so shall we have a little play? Hang on, let me just. What we're also going to do is put this speaker in various places. At the moment, you're holding it, I believe,
I am.
and oh, sitting on my laptop. And I'm going to begin playing something on my phone. We'll have a shake and shuffle type of thing, so here we go.
Yellow and
So pick a nice James Taylor song there, and because he always has a good acoustic sound, good recording.
You didn't pick it though, shuffle.
Oh, well,
No.
shuffle it. Yeah, just bring it a bit nearer. Turn the speaker to the side and put the so now I'm putting the side of the speaker on the mic. That's there is a bit of bass there, and the back of it obviously is kicking the bass. That your bass cone, I presume, is that's the back of the main speaker, the main bass speaker. But then you turn to the front. So again, they said it was a speaker for personal use, but it fills the room quite well. So what we'll do before we start putting it onto different surfaces, because that was something that Andre did, wasn't it? And that was quite effective with the Jambox Mini, and I did it with the big Jambox. We'll put this in different spaces and see what it how it fares. So I'm going to stand up, and oh, we'll play some other songs as well. What do you want to do? Should we? Take it into different places, walk a bit further away with it, and I'll turn it up. I'll have to watch. So Claire's, oh, back into the
Back it
wall.
into a wall.
Get a bit further right. Are you a bit worried about? Should we do it that way, right? Shall I go in the kitchen, you go in the thing, see, so I can turn it up in here? Are you okay? So at the moment, I am. Where are you?
I'm at the kitchen
You're heading to go
door.
into the kitchen then. Back up a bit, that's it. So Claire now is. Let's get into line of sight with Claire. Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen.
Come
By the table.
Oh, okay. So you're very slightly at an angle to me. Now, if I turn the speaker up a bit, Claire is 20 feet away from me, at least. You're about 20 feet away from me. And so that's what it sounded like in a different room. I'll put something else on. Something completely different by the sound of that. Okay. Oh no, not having that. Oh yeah, Lord of the Loop, perfect.
Ooh,
So start to put this now in, so now in the kitchen. So maybe put it in, on the table. Just see how it fares. This is a wooden table with a concrete floor. We could have put it on the floor actually.
Oh,
yeah, we'll do it in a sec. So now I'm standing in direct line of sight to the speaker. I know there's some nice bass coming in a minute. So. I think. When she gets into it. Yeah, Laura Velou, you need to go and find her out. She studied at the Birmingham Conservatoire and left. That with her qualifications and is now doing this kind of stuff, which is really cool. In my humble opinion, Claire's is looking away. Okay, so it's a nice place. And again, if you want to put it on, say, the shelf at the back there, so that you've got, this is a shelf with some covers on over the top. And so now I'm, again, 10, 15 feet away from the speaker. That's typically where most people would put their speaker, isn't it, in the kitchen? Just on a shelf there like that.
Me.
Another one. Oh yeah, you want a bit of Dire Straits, Claire?
Wherever you like, darling.
So where else could we put this? So we'll bring it into the other room again and go for the more soft furnishing kind of thing. And we'll put it on the chair. Because those are the kind of places where you would think it, well, all the concrete floor perhaps. Should we put on the floor? Yeah. There you go. So this is this tiny, really, unit that we've talked about. I'm about 6 feet from it now.
And it's nowhere near at full volume, is it?
It's not. Well, I mean, I'll...
Very briefly.
Yeah, we'll go to the room and do it. So this takes ages, we'll go somewhere else. No one will have heard of this. Right, Duncan. Good recording there. Yeah, go on, we'll go for a bit of this. So this speaker is now on a concrete floor in the kitchen. Holding its own, I would say. Very, very well. Okay, let's go into the little soft furnishing area then, and so back into the front room, and we'll put it on the settee, for example. Trying to find some. Oh. So now this is on the settee, and this is normally where often they lose a bit of bass.
That music isn't conducive to showing that.
To what?
True. You need something with slightly clearer treble.
Oh, I could have done. Oh, there you go. Birdies. That's trebly. As luck would have it.
What's that?
It's a bird. Oh, some church bells.
Is it a bird? Blame?
And some bees. So that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other sounds we could do. I could have used nature space. We've got some wicked sounds. But it would, anything like that. I mean, let's try and see what stereo separation there is like. Thank you.
good because I can get right close to the speaker now, and you can really get a good idea of what it sounds like. Let's see. Actually, that's very very fortuitous that we have that.
So that's that. Let's shake again and do a little outside test. What's that? Some more strange music. Oh, she's crazy. Quite like it though. So at least you're getting different types of music to try it on. He's got bassy cellos going on there and all sorts. Is that treble and bass enough for you?
Yeah.
Alright. I want something. Oh no, we don't want that. He's depressing. Jim Moray. Olympic song. We need to go outside of it and just do a little. Oh, classic. Oh yeah, go on. Yuxonk or whatever it's called. The cat needs to go out of the way of it though.
Yeah, she's getting in the way.
Stereo cat. Into the parking. This is very. Listen to this. Is it called Seal Lullaby or something? Take this outside and just try it briefly with this on because it's not as
the neighbours
will think they've been surrounded by angels.
As opposed to what they normally think of me, which is
surrounded by dogs. Okay, so Claire is.
It's very apt to have a gurgling stream to my right.
Oh yeah. Ah. So again, Claire is. We could even put it. I don't know what you would do. This is if we're outside, so we could potentially put it on the windowsill and then go down the garden, anything like that. It's trying to give you as many sort of contexts as possible. Give a little shake. No, we don't, Lucy Ward. Oh, Mister. That's a song no one will have heard of either from Mr. Mixtape, unless they have the album that Broken Winds is off. Alright, should we bring it in and we'll have a quick volume test and I think we'll have done then, won't we? Is there anything else you would like to say or think about saying in parting? Or should
no.
We? We'll get to the end of this bit first. Then
I think
we'll,
it speaks for itself. Really.
It does. The speaker that speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So if we shut the door for a second. This is a quick volume test, as I'm reliable. So I'm going to stand as far away from it as I conceivably can. So I'm, if you go into the corner of the room, that side, Claire. And then, yeah, that's it. So again, we're 15 feet away. Okay. So it's that. You got plenty of volume. Now, there isn't any recommendation with regards, and we'll just do some summing up now. I like this song. We can listen to it while we go along. But there isn't any real way you could sum up. I think they said that, we found that you just best to put the volume up on the speaker and then use it from your phone. But it really depends on what you want to do, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I find I like the control from the phone, given the fact that you don't have... controls on the speaker, and it is something we did say to Bose, isn't it? It's a shame really that you didn't think of that. But then again, I think they wanted to keep the price point down, but so that it was a lifestyle choice in one sense.
But the view also was, she said, that, you know, you're going to put the speaker down somewhere and then,
yeah,
you know, and then do it from your phone. It's a bit like, really, that the phone is the remote control, and so to some degree. And I've just thought of this, really. But to some degree, having the speaker with the controls is almost a backward step in terms of... It, although there's no, you know, nothing wrong with having the controls on the speaker. being able to have your phone as the controller makes it like a remote control stereo almost, you know?
Always
makes your phone the remote control, so yeah.
It makes a lot of sense to us. I'm as happy to go with this as I because for me it always is all about the sound. I don't really care, to be honest. I've got the Jambox, and I have used that in that context where I've been able to control the music. My phone's downstairs, turn the Jambox on,
which is now for sale, if I'm right.
Yeah, and which is now for sale. And it talks as well, so you get all that kind of stuff that you wouldn't get with this. But I just think it is one of the best sounds I've ever heard. And I shall do some quick shakies and we'll go. And I've bought this phone back up for that. So you get some more. Let's hold it still. We've got some both hold that bits. New York rain and Texas dry. Bit of guitar there, acoustic guitar on a live set. Well, there you go. That's pleasant, isn't it? It's trying to give as many different music varieties as possible. There you go then, everyone. They can end it, I think. Oh, how lovely. They sound enthusiastic. Seems a shame to stop them in their tracks. So we'll fade them away gently and say goodbye, won't we? If you have any questions...
Speak to us.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.